This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through. Toss the French press and say yes to better mornings, fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Everything's the podcast that is in five different locations spread across the country, all recording via the technology provided to us by the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I assume, right?
Multiple countries, bruv.
Oh, multiple. We're international.
Ooh. We're international right now.
We're That's on right. the Flu Network. Is that what it is?
The Flu Network?
Isn't that with Harry Potter? Isn't that what they called it?
It is.
Flu powder. It was cocaine.
Yeah.
You just powder. Started getting into Harry Potter. You can't do this now.
Why can't I do it? No, I didn't just start getting it. I've been knowing that for years.
No, Ian did.
Yeah, oh. I just started getting into it.
It's really? Like, it's good.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
What happened? I got into Harry Potter because I was grounded over Christmas break one year. So
something that would happen to Harry Potter.
Well, yeah. And then I went to the library right before Christmas break.
Something Hermione would do.
Yeah. And I checked out two Harry Potter books. And you know, when it culminated, I finished The Half-Blood Prince in jail.
Did you really?
That's what happened to Harry Potter as well. Yeah.
I read The Half-Blood Prince in Elbert County Jail.
Something that would happen to Sirius Black.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Which is also just David's alter ego. That's what ended him up in prison, because he was being Sirius Black.
Oh, I was getting Sirius Black.
Once you get that Beijing, you'll be getting some Sirius Black.
Ooh, man, don't tell him. Don't tell
You're
him.
Doing carpets outside the car.
Oh, my bad. That is a deep throwback.
This whole quarantine is car bits. I'm just in my house doing weird bits to no one.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, my girlfriend has been getting me into
your what?
My girlfriend. Dude.
Your what?
My girlfriend. Yeah, she's been getting me into Harry Potter. She's a big She referred to me
as a big hairy one.
She's a big hairy, and then weed smoke just went into his face.
That's not weed smoke. That's incense, dude, that I've been burning. She's a big hairy. She's a big she's hairy a big Lithuanian hairy. Swing man.
Oh god.
No, she's been getting me into Harry Potter, dude. I love it. I've watched four of the movies, and now I'm gonna start reading the books. I think
they're awesome.
When this is all over, we should go get some butterbeer.
Let's go get drunk on butterbeer. I know it doesn't have alcohol, but we sneak alcohol in and we get drunk off butterbeer until we're removed from Universal Studios.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of king around there, so I'm not going to do that, but they love me in Universal Studios.
Yeah.
You ain't got to lie, David.
No, dog. They gave me and my brother free passes because my brothers were dancing. It was great.
Your brother is so sick. Your brothers, but I only met one of them, so. He is amazing, and I can attest to that.
Yeah, he's pretty tight.
Mr. Backflip.
What about the other one?
I'm sure he's fantastic. I just didn't get to meet him because David wouldn't bring him around.
They're all pretty tight. So.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it's that kind of podcast.
All right, cool. Hot talk riff. To you guys later.
Yeah, all right, great. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Make sure. hell yeah, dude. So, Katie, are you going to fly out west to go to Universal Studios and drink butterbeer with us?
Yeah.
Committed.
Sure. Is that where Universal Studios? I thought it was down in the bayou.
If we go to the one in Florida, it's got the full Harry Potter-ass place. Like,
yeah, that's where Universal is. No,
there's one 10 minutes from my house. I just went there.
Do they have the full Harry Potter
just
too?
Went there. Sounds like you're not observing quarantine.
Yeah, I mean, before quarantine. It's full as hell. It's full as hell.
The one
and
in
they
Flo
got
Rida,
the Simpsons shit.
The one in Flo Rida is like the actual, it's bigger, I guess. That's what my queen said. She said it's the dank one to go to.
My Her queen, words exactly. You guys are so cute. I hope my boyfriend says stuff like this about me behind my back. But
he's
from
Aurora. He does not do that.
He's like, this bitch.
Yeah. You're lucky he doesn't chew tobacco.
That's what you think. You haven't seen him since the teen started.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Is anyone picking up any weird teen habits?
I stopped drinking. That's a weird habit for me.
That is a weird habit
for
you.
I did too for a little bit. I didn't drink. I don't drink as much now.
Yeah, I haven't drank in like 12 days or something. I don't know. No.
I walk. I've been skating again. All good stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I've been doing a trick every day.
Wow.
Like tricks that I haven't done for like 20 years. So, and I get freak pissed when I can't do it.
Wow.
Freak pissed. Do you want to give us like a little preview of being freak pissed?
Yeah, I want to see that.
I think it'll spike. I think it'll spike the microphone and I'll break everything in here. I flipped out enough to where there were kids in the front yard or in their front yard and I had to stop because I was like throwing my board all over the street and I looked like an asshole.
Wow.
So I had to stop and go on a walk.
That's me during Rocket League. I'm playing a lot of Rocket League, and when you miss a ball that you really should have gotten, I'm like, gah, gah, and then the dog freaks out, and it's just a mess.
Your dog, by the way, you want to talk about your dog a little bit? I'd like you to. All right.
No. I respect that. Some stuff's just for you. I have a knife now for some reason.
Yeah, what? You were holding a remote a second ago, and now you're holding the knife. You can't turn the TV on with a knife, Dave.
Let me put my shirt back on.
Just for the listeners at home, nobody has shirts on. Each of us is holding a machete. They're all glowing different colors.
I'm wearing shoulder pads like Andre 3000.
My dog is growling and drooling and like, at the screen. You just can't hear
it. On a thick chain. If you look at any of us, we look like our normal selves. But if you make eye contact, we each have the head of an eagle.
Yeah.
So just to paint a picture for everyone at home.
Are you surrounded by canned goods?
There's all my shoes and a wig and a computer. And
a wig?
Yeah, let me find the wig.
You look like... This looks like the set of Sean's version of InfoWars.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Go ahead and smash that like and subscribe button whenever you get a sec. I got some hot takes after we do this ad for Red Bull, bro. No big.
The other thing we're going to smash is the shadow government.
it's called That's How They Get Ya with Sean Jordan.
it's a folksier conspiracy theory podcast.
I like it that way better.
I wear hoodies that say herd mentality on them.
Yeah. Herd immunity?
Yeah, dude. Oh, God. Man. Somebody was hopping on my... I have been flipping out on the internet lately because South Dakota's blowing this shit so hard. And I had some crazy dudes
first
come at me
about... First time they've ever done that, huh?
This is the hardest they've ever blown it in my life. What else have they blown it on?
But, I mean, aren't they so spread out there?
No, I mean, not... No, it's still a city. I mean, Sioux Falls is a city. It's like a chunk of a big city, but it's not that spread out. And they're fucking blowing it. There's bars that are open right now. You could go to the Nickel Spot if you wanted to. and you want to. I can tell.
Did anybody think they were going to close the nickel spot?
No, I don't think so. It takes a lot to close the nickel spot.
It's the nickel spot.
Yeah.
It's like the Waffle House. Yeah. It's the Waffle House of South Dakota.
Oh, yeah. They use that as like an index to determine how bad a disaster is in the South.
Yeah,
right?
And those closed like 3 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. And everybody was like, oh, shit.
It's bad if the Waffle House is closed.
Anyway.
The only thing getting smothered is... I took the plane up and I don't know how to land it. The only thing getting smothered.
Come on, landing gear broke.
All right, hold on. It's jammed. The only thing.
No, do it. Sully. Sully that shit.
The only
you
thing getting
sully
smothered,
that shit.
The only thing getting smothered is this friggin' virus by Community Action banding together.
There's my guy. And so there he is. There he is. You thought he left.
Can we still put air horns in there?
I had to look at
can
the
we get air horns still, Marissa? Is that tight?
I got it. I hit the button. I can hit it again.
Hey, Marissa, will you say hi?
Hi. Hello. I'm here too. I'm just mostly muted. What's up?
Hi. The only one with a professional looking setup.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've got like backdrops and like.
I don't think mine is unprofessional. I think there's just nothing.
You're
staring to heaven.
You got a sitcom staircase behind you. I mean, that's not professional.
Who's coming down that thing, you know?
Kadeem Hardesty?
That would be if Kadeem Hardison was in my house.
Hardison, yeah.
What if I just...
What did you say?
I trapped the sixth man.
He just comes down in a towel, drinking orange juice out of the carton.
He puts his hand, like, really far down on your shoulder, just kind of, like, almost onto your chest, and he goes, thanks, David.
Yeah, we no weird quarantine habits. I haven't picked up any weird quarantine.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that is 90s sitcom star Kadeem Hardison. He was here before.
He came with a condo.
We're in a Scrabble league together.
joining us in the Fortress of Zoom, huh?
Solid Zooms.
Temple of Zoom. There it is. Joining us in the Temple of Zoom.
Temple of Zoom is good.
Legion of Zoom. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddies. How we doing?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing all right, man. I mean, like, everyone's healthy and happy, and I'm working. So what can I say? I got Sriracha near my expensive Zoom recorder. Uh-huh. You know, I can't complain, dude. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I have nothing to promote, obviously. I want everyone to be excellent to each other.
Yep.
And everybody tweet at the governor of South Dakota. Be nice when you do it, but tell her to tell everyone to stay home, please. That's what I have coming up.
There it is. Promoted.
Promoted. This is. I'm glad this is working out. This is really fun. I love all of you. I miss you so terribly, so this is very fun to be able to do it. And I'm excited.
Too,
I was looking forward to this for a long time.
Hell yeah. I'm going to keep going down just on this one because it's our first one back. Marissa Melnick.
Hello.
In the Temple of Zoom.
Yes.
At Mars Mel on Twitter. At Mars Mel on Instagram.
It's so right. Wild.
Scream.
I was not expecting that in quarantine I could now like patch in remotely and like actually set up a microphone and chime in now. So this is a fun development.
I know. It's great.
I like this.
How are things up in Toronto?
Things are good in Canada. Quarantining in my parents' basement. I'm setting up an area just for virtual reality, and I'm excited to put out some more videos in VR soon. I'm going to be shooting in mixed reality, and it's going to be real fun and exciting.
That's awesome. Right. I already said this, but just beware of the lawnmower, man.
Jeff Fahey.
Yeah.
Popular Jeff Fahey vehicle that David keeps bringing up.
Popular Jeff Fahey vehicle.
I didn't know David was such a Fahey head, but David really likes Jeff Fahey
a lot. It's a Fahey head. But yeah,
beautiful. Stay safe up there, Mars Mel.
Thank you.
The G Asylum on Twitter.
Hey,
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. In a townhouse in the valley.
I'm in here, man. Upstairs, downstairs.
Scrabble League with Kadeem.
In front of stairs.
Scrabble
on
League.
That big ass dank couch.
Uno.
I love your couch.
I have the one in the deluxe edition in the tin. I'm living.
Don't ask about it.
Uno.
Act like you knew.
Yeah.
But you know, what have you been up to, man? How are you keeping busy?
I've been really good about staying off social media, so I'm very proud of that. I finished a book.
Yeah.
You know, it's called Heavy by, I can't.
Roxanne Gay?
No.
No, Hunger. That's
Is
right.
it by the
Hunger
Insane Clown Posse? I'm really into them lately.
It's by this guy, Keith Lehman. It's really good if you've. You should look it up. It's like a memoirs of his life. It's about being a fat African American man. I'm watching skateboard highlights.
Yeah. You.
I've watched pretty much every R&B video around.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah, but he said, what have you been doing since quarantine?
Oh, just smoking weed. Just weed. Just smoking a bunch of weed.
Katie Nolan on Twitter, Nady Colon on Instagram.
Natty Colon in real life. I'm just kidding. I don't know what you eat.
Natty Colon.
Host of the popular sports podcast and also Up Late.
Up Close.
Up
Close.
What? God damn it.
It's close. God, you got this.
I've been smoking. Always Late?
Hey.
No. Yeah. Always Late. I almost went with Always Late the first time.
I thought you were saying it's Up Close. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about?
That's thank you all for knowing the name of my show.
I did. I thought you didn't know.
I did know. Yeah. Sean got it wrong.
No, yeah. I thought Katie didn't know.
No,
I know,
Sean Katie stayed silent. Sean did the only smart thing.
Sean is the one feeding me this information. Yeah, and like, I'm like, I don't think that's what it is, but he sent it to me. So like, so I'm sorry on behalf of Sean.
That's all right. I appreciate it. He is a real dickhead, a wild dickhead. Is he here still?
I'm sorry for everything that I did. I apologize. I didn't mean to do that to you. I didn't mean to put everyone.
That's no fun for the riff when you just.
I didn't mean to put everyone in a bad headspace. I didn't know we were riffing, Dave. I apologize.
What the fuck did you think this was?
Like I said originally, Always Late with Katie Nolan.
Sure.
What does ESPN stand for? Eastern Sports.
No.
Everybody's.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Sports Programming Network.
The Entertainment Sports Programming Network.
Everybody's super proud of Nolan.
Yeah.
There it is.
Come on. Come on. I do
what are we doing? What are we doing if not being creative?
Recent puppy acquirer.
That's me.
Rocket League champion.
Keeper of the puppies.
Keeper of the puppies.
What is Rocket League?
Two questions. How am I doing? Don't want to answer that one. Rocket League is it's a video game in which you control a car and there's a giant ball and you have to play soccer.
That sounds incredible.
It's especially incredible. It's the only video game I can play and am actually better at when under the influence of a certain drug, allegedly.
Cocaine.
I'm very good at it on coke. You know, I just blow a line and then score goals constantly.
Some special drop yourself in a K-hole and then you're wicked.
Yeah. I do a couple whippets and then I whip it right into the top right corner of the net.
Whippets, I feel like
that's
whippets
how Maradona does it.
That's right. You're not wrong. Some of the greats. People,
yeah.
It's a game based on how fast your jaw can move back and forth.
A lot of people. Messi, also big coke guy.
Lionel Messi?
I mean, you know, I guess. I'm just saying shit.
I guess.
Just messy. Just messy dude.
I'm just getting messy.
You're getting messy.
Myrtle is a very cute puppy. Peep the Instagram for Myrtle.
God, she's so cute and she knows it. She's got real hot girl energy. Anytime you ask her to do anything, she's like, but why? Look at my face. And you're like, yeah, I get it. But you still have to sit when I say sit or you don't get the treat. And she's like, I'm sure. And I'm like, no, take the fucking treat.
You give her
treat.
The treat. See?
To you're take buckling. The treat.
Yo, you're she's buckling. About to have a hot girl summer.
Yeah. I know.
Dogs still can, right? Can a dog still have a hot girl summer?
Oh, dogs can have hot girl summers.
Yeah, they have 7 hot girl summers in our 1 year.
Oh my God.
They get to have 7 hot girl summers.
Last
year
they were all, that's why all dogs were exhausted last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good sequel to All Dogs Go to Heaven is All Dogs Are Exhausted.
Oh, I thought you meant All Dogs Have Hot Girl Summer. I'd watch that.
No, also that. Yeah, also that.
I'd watch the whole series, yeah.
Here's what I was thinking of the other day, and I just was laughing because I was all stoned. Freaknik, but it's just for dogs.
Wait, you have to explain Freaknik first.
What's Freaknik?
You remember Atlanta had that festival they called Freaknik?
Oh, yeah.
But just dogs.
It makes less sense. It makes less sense to me now.
I still don't know what Freaknik is.
Are the dogs playing instruments and being bands?
Yeah, and they're grinding on each other. And they're just in cars barking at each other on the street.
You just want a dog orgy is what you want in Atlanta. A dog orgy.
Where are Daisy Dukes?
They all have on Carl Canives.
This is the hardest I've laughed since quarantine watching David laugh.
I was just thinking about like one dog in a Buccaneers jersey and Timberlands hollering at another dog and Daisy Dukes. But it's only dogs. There's no people around.
Like a slightly faded Mike Allstott jersey for some reason.
Yeah. Like hundreds. A dog with a chain and a toothpick, just like.
But like 100,000 dogs, not a few but dogs, like 100,000 so dogs many. With no people.
And no people. And they're, oh, man.
Dog cops on the outside, just trying to keep everything in line.
Is Freaknik a portmanteau of freak and picnic? Is it a freaky picnic?
Yes.
I don't know.
I would bet it is for sure. Yeah.
I think it started because all the HBCUs in Atlanta had the same homecoming and then it grew into this whole thing. But the point is that I just love the idea of dogs just walking around being very sexual to each other.
If it were going to be a portmanteau for picnic, they should call it should be Thicknick. We should get a festival called Thicknick.
I mean, truthfully, every picnic I've ever been to is a Thicknick.
That's true. I mean, the only one's worth going to, honestly.
If it wasn't a Thicknick when I got there, it was a Thicknick when I left, you know?
Yeah. Of course. Damn
can we
right.
call our next tour God the Thicknick?
Absolutely, we can do it. Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yes.
I think we sort of have to.
Yeah, the Thicknick. I'm going to wear short shorts for the whole thing, especially when we're driving. It'll be a car bit in and out of the car bit.
Yes.
I am Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Zoom. You only used that one once, and I'm using it now.
You were so bummed.
Joom, if you will.
The Legion of Joom.
The Legion of Joom.
I'm a Joomsday prepper.
I am kind of a Joomsday prepper. I have two jars of gefilte fish in the fridge right now in case anything pops off.
Gross.
I'm never more than 5 feet
from... We see it, David. Christ, put it down.
It's just for cutting blunts.
I got an old iMac to barter with if I need to, so yeah. I think I'm all right.
Is that the iMac from Zoolander that they break open, or is that an older one?
The files are in the computer?
You mean the boob site is in the computer?
Perfect boobs are in the computer? Perfect
I had
boobs.
To explain that the other day. I was trying to explain to Laura what the boob site was, and she goes, so it was just pictures of boobs? And I'm like, yeah, from neck to belly button, too. It wasn't like it was just...
Oh, you animal?
I was... That's 16 or whatever.
That's antisocial.
That's weird.
It's crazy that there were no faces.
I didn't make the choice. That was just
you
on
jerked
the site.
Off to like headless busts.
Well, I typed in before I knew.
You could go to a museum and pop a boner. Like that's an insane.
I was about that age.
How do you think this whole thing started?
That's fucking wild.
I was trying to think up websites to look up porn when we first got a computer, and I was like. The boob site. That's got to be. It was the boob site, is what it was.
Oh, my
was it,
God.
It was theboobsite.com.
Holy shit. http://?
Oh, you know he typed it all in.
Of course
he
did.
He typed it all in.
Tried typing in World Wide Web first, but it didn't work.
Full sentence. The World Wide Web, hypertext something protocol.
I feel like we should reach out to whoever made the boob site. I feel like you could find that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That person is in jail. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you.
They're in there with Sirius Black right now, and they have blood prints.
Oh, just getting eaten up by Dementors.
It'll be AFE's first true crime podcast. It'll open up with, the following is a collect call from the Henderson Correctional Facility. Do you accept?
Yeah, I don't know. I was buying everything with the word boobs in it.
They call him the headless torsman because he just puts naked torsos on the internet and gets off to him.
Headless torsman.
Oh, boy.
Man.
There we go. We hit the stride pretty quick.
We're here. Murder,
crazy.
Welcome.
Sean Jordan has the superpower to build. You could jack off on a Sears and you'd be fine.
It's not even really like you're looking at people if there's no... If it's
that's
just,
why it's weird.
That's what I'm saying. It's there's no personality.
Sean, you don't have to answer this question, but you should. Can you climax without cutting off your lover's head?
I'll not answer.
Do you
it.
Do you put a pillow over her face in order to reach completion?
We'll find out on my wedding night because I don't want to burn in hell. So.
Christ.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
Christ.
Absolutely.
My God.
Coming up. Looking forward to it. Circled on the calendar. End of the summer. Kid, you flying out for Sean's wedding?
I mean, better. I am now. Now I have to.
It's going to be canceled. A fun time. Damn, I know.
Let's just say I'm going to have a lot of Beijing on.
Do you think August 15th is within the realm of possibility? We're wondering, because it's like just on the cusp,
well,
I feel like.
So my cousin had one, or was supposed to have one in June in the Hamptons, and has since canceled and rescheduled for August. So I think that sounds better than it could.
I hope. I mean, if we have to move it, we have to move it. I'm not going to do it if it's not completely safe and recommended.
That's
but
smart.
I'd like to be officiating
the ceremonies as Gary Oldman's character from True Romance, just so you know.
Ian's going to be like, yo, it is white boy day today. It finally is white boy day.
We're gathered here today on white boy day. Yeah. It's full grill. It's going to be great. Looking like Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
But are you going to wear your chain? Because I've been trying to go back and forth about
this. Ian's going to wear both of them, plus the one that I buy him for officiating. So
are you
going to
wear socks, Ian? Maybe we should talk about this.
This is an off-air conversation because we want the pictures to sort of hit people like they've seen it for the first time.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to bookend pictures because we're two fat guys. So we should maybe both not be wearing socks.
That's how we need to coordinate. Yeah.
It's going to wear socks with no pants, so I don't see why you guys would have socks on. It's beyond
because the new men's thing in menswear is no socks.
No socks.
I know. I was doing a joke about not wearing pants.
Yeah, no, Sean, totally doing a bit. We get it.
Sean knows. Yeah. Sean's like, I do this
running bit where I pretend I don't know what's cool, but obviously I do.
I'll just hang back for a while. You guys take it over. Right.
GQ Jordan over here? GQ Jordan, dude.
I'll just hang in the bomb shelter with the iMac.
Sean, I'll give you $20 if you know what GQ stands for right now. No questions asked.
Gentlemen's Quarterly. I'll take that 20 through Venmo.
Damn!
Venmo's open, baby.
I'm doing the Venmo. Drop the Cash App.
I'm a man. Yo, did you just see how the government was asking for Cash Apps?
What?
Do you guys not have Cash App?
I have
Cash App. That's How They Get You. I'm Sean Jordan. Today, the government asked for your Cash App. That's how they get you.
That's what I thought. I was like, yo, Trump's trying to fuck.
That's exactly how they get you.
Yeah,
that's pretty buck.
Get ya.
If you have Cash App, they like sent you got a notice that was like, hey, the government, blah, blah, blah. Basically just like, you can get your refund through Cash App, which is not how I wanna.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, that's how I feed my kids.
It's like when you get sushi at a gas station, like there's certain things you shouldn't be able to do.
That's exactly what it feels like. Yeah.
I don't wanna get my refund to my Cash App. Don't let me have that.
Do you guys have Cash Apps? I have a Cash App.
I
don't know what you mean. You mean like Venmo? I don't know what you're talking about.
Cash App.
There's the Venmo.
It's like Venmo for black people.
No, I don't.
Well, I mean, at least none of us have a PayPal, right? Like, that's not.
I have a PayPal.
I have a Cash App. I have a Venmo.
I have Google Wallet.
You've diversified your portfolio.
I have a Vault. You guys need Vault? I got Vault.
What's Vault?
Man, I'm into some shit.
All of my money is tied up in expensive Persian rugs right now.
Yeah.
I'm not liquid at all. I have $6 that aren't tied up in expensive Persian rugs.
I got on the other hand, totally liquid. I'm selling Hennessy by the gallon.
By the gallon. Damn.
We are gathered here today not only to sell Hennessy by the gallon, but also to fantasy draft things that look delicious, but we're afraid they are not edible. So inedible things that look delicious. Do we remember which user suggested this? Because it was an amazing idea.
It's such a good pick.
Please tweet at us, whoever, because it was a very good suggestion. Please tweet at us. I'll put it on the list. Get a shout out next episode for sure. I don't know how to go that far back on Twitter to figure it out. So anyway, somebody did, and it's a fantastic idea.
Also known as forbidden snacks. The internet calls these forbidden snacks.
Yeah. Oh, the internet has a name for these already.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sir.
Really?
Forbidden
snack. I'm big
snacks.
In the forbidden snack community, so I'm right. This is the draft for me.
Me too. I keep hitting on all these married ladies.
Hey!
Come on!
Hey!
Are you not entertained?
Is that not why you are here?
Forbidden snacks. Now, the way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors.
Every time I've done the show, I forget about this part and how mad it makes me.
It's rollicking. It's not angry. It's rollicking. So here we go. We throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
David wins.
God damn it.
I should have pretended there was a delay. I'm like, I'm frozen. I threw paper. What happened?
Oh, it's this internet out here in New York. It's this New York internet.
Hotbed of the virus.
It is a hotbed, isn't it?
Hotbed. Usually one in a thousand. One out of every thousand New York City residents now has or has died from coronavirus.
It is not a cold. It's not a cold bed.
It's not a cold bed.
That's what the goddamn thing in Sioux Falls, like per capita, it's worse right now. And that's so crazy. Stupid. It's such a...
drinks at Nickel and Dimes or whatever the name of that bar was.
Johnny Nick's.
Is it like
Johnny Nickel?
If you look
sacks?
Out your window,
what'd you call it?
Is it just like Nickels? The Nickel Spot, dude. We used to go to
there
pool league every
the
Monday
Nickel
night
spot.
There. That was there. So I was in the bathroom in the Nickel Spot one time, and this huge.
I bet that is a awful bathroom.
Listen, so
awful
this guy,
bathroom.
This guy comes in. This guy was like 6'8".
So wait,
sorry.
You were at the Pickle Spot and the Nickel Spot.
I was at the Pickle Spot and the Nickel Spot.
Keep going.
Some dude walked in and he just looked at me. He's like, man, I want to beat the shit out of you, but you're cool.
What?
So I won't. Yeah, it was a guy. It was a bartender there who was off work that night and he was just wanted to fight. But I had been in there enough to where he knew me. And he's like, I want to beat the shit out of you, but I'm not gonna. And I was like, all right, man. And I just left after that. It was intense.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same shit happened at Tommy Jack's last time I was there. All these shitty bars that I'll
never
go to ever
again. Do I need to say it?
You don't even need to say it. I was thinking it. You absolutely don't need to say it.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds like the kind of thing that might happen in, I don't know. Like, David?
I don't know where it would happen. I know there are some types of things that that behavior reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, I
except
would,
the,
you know, yeah. I would start it with a G.
Yeah.
And if you were stressing me to spell it,
Let's say we are.
I'd follow it up with a H-E-T-T-O. That's me.
That's me.
That's how I was raised. You know what I mean?
Maybe. That's how I was raised too, I guess, apparently.
White ghetto, bro. Some white ghetto shit, dude. I leaned in.
Yeah, it is.
Sheryl Sandberg. She wrote that? Sheryl Sandberg?
Sure did.
Yeah! References, bro. References, dog.
Bang.
David, you won Rock, Paper, Scissors. As the victor, is it incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft? Before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft, for the love of Pete.
And what is that?
That's a great
Stay like that for the rest of the Zoom, please.
That is my friend who just got stoned, is what that is.
I'm upon you.
What is that?
Dude, you look so... That's awesome. I love it. Serpentine draft. It's sort of like if you were trying to go on a walk in your neighborhood, and you don't want to be close to anybody, so you walk down, let's say 38th Street, and then you go about a half a block, and there's a whole family of people congregating in the driveway, doing 6 feet apart, but they're all still in the driveway. So you walk across the street, and then you figure your walk back down, maybe even go a block down, so you go down 37th, and you get about a half of a block, and then you see a bunch of people who went on a community bike ride, but they're all 6 feet apart, so they're taking up the whole street, because there's no such thing as traffic anymore. So you see that they have the whole thing blocked off. So you're like, all right, I'll go down to 36th Street and then I'll go back the other way. And then you go back down the other way. And there's a bunch of rich older people sitting in Adirondacks who are maybe having more than 10 people in their yard, but they're doing an okay job drinking the beer that they've been sitting on.
What's
for a long
an Adirondack?
Time.
Is that a chair?
Oh, it's like that big wooden chair that you see that rich people sit in on like the beach and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were talking
when they
about
eat shrimp cocktail.
Anoraks, like those windbreakers.
Yeah, they're in those. They're in those on. They're in anoraks on Adirondack.
Okay.
It's like how a boat can be on a ship, but a ship can't be on a boat.
Exactly.
You can scratch an itch, but you can't itch a scratch, kind of thing. You know.
There it is.
So that you know, anyway, you see them. They're all gathered. There's a couple more.
It's not good.
There's
it's
a couple more.
I don't.
And then you're like, fuck it, I'll just go down to 35th Street. And then you go back the other way and you see another group of people.
I wasn't aware that you guys changed the draft format to basically a circle.
Yeah,
I didn't know. So it's
going
to go like
no,
one.
No, it's going
38, 37,
36, 35th. You're going,
that's
you're
just
going
down.
Yeah, but those aren't going back. So those are new. We're going to invite four new people to come do more picks.
That's right.
Whole,
we're not just making one pick each.
We're
just
here for the first round.
Listen,
no, you're going,
we're comfy chairs.
You're going down one street and then you're going down a block and then coming back the other way. So it's kind of serpentine, if
I'm
you will.
I'm no
like,
cartographer.
You're not?
I thought you
only
were.
Only amateur.
You're a cartographer.
I dropped out before graduation. A lot of people think.
Really?
That. Yeah. Had a kid,
I didn't know that.
That shows you how much college is worth.
I knew you had a kid. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Basically, what it means is if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Sure. Okay. I get it now.
If you want to say
I thought it,
like it
was,
that.
I thought it was good, Sean. I thought it was good. And I think you're smart and handsome.
Whoa. Hey, thanks, bud.
Yeah. An abundance.
David, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
I got to pick my. I'm going to go in the order of this thing.
So, but well, it's your order is different than ours.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go first, and then I'm going to kick
David's
it
first.
Down to Ian.
Oh, Carms. All right.
And then Katie, and then back up
Sean
to Sean.
In the hot corner?
Hot,
damn.
Hot corner. It's listen, our whole world has been disrupted, so are our drafts.
Well, David, you have the first pick in the Forbidden Snacks All Fantasy Everything, but before you get to that pick, let's take a short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mac Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mac Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mac Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind. Like the Matrix, that residual self-image, that's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MackWeldon.com, promo code ALLFANTASY.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed or will ever exist, except, of course, for sports.
Just getting all.
Wait, Sean, I was just going to lay out and let you talk shit like you tried to last time Ian said that on this podcast. Did you want to talk shit now that I'm here?
Yeah, you're going to say it to her face?
Playboy?
You're going to talk that shit to her face?
Super dang?
Are you dang Playboy?
I'll talk shit. I can't remember what I said. Please remind me.
You said she's okay. And then David was like, excuse me? My boy, David, my sworn enemy came to my defense.
Yeah, they're enemies.
I know. It's disrespectful. But you know what? It's okay. We don't have to talk about it.
Listen, if I've wronged you, I apologize, Katie. I think you're fantastic.
For war in these times of corona. Don't do that.
I will be the positive voice that I always am.
Oy.
One of the most fun shows I've ever done in my whole life was at the Bell House with you.
Oh, now I just feel uncomfortable. Now people are changing Everybody's the channel. Snoring, now people are going dog. To listen to sports with Katie Nolan, the only other podcast available in these dark times.
It's the only sticks alternative and stones, you have to Sticks and stones, you frickin' bullies. I'm going to keep being a shining ray of light.
I got your shining ray of light swinging. My first
I bet pick. You do, Dickweed.
My first pick. And this is, I think as a kid, I may have tried to eat this one time in a corner when nobody was looking. I'm picking caulk.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so funny because I was going to do that too. And then I was like, they're going to think I said caulk and I can't do
out,
that. But
I waited out in my head and I was like, it's worth the first pick.
Hell yeah.
It looks so good. Caulk looks delicious. So good.
Caulk looks
it
delicious.
It looks like it's so, yeah. It looks like it would taste like a lemon mousse.
Mm-hmm. It looks, some of it looks like cookie doughy too.
Yeah, it's all creamy though. I just want to put.
It's like frosting.
Yeah, you want to put caulk on your ice cream. And
Yeah, a lot of these things are ended up being stuff that I want to put on other dishes, and caulk would be one of those things where I'm like, boy, I do want to put that on.
You do. I didn't want to.
I'm the only one who gets shit when I say caulk.
I thought I could rise above it, but I can't. Five times.
You can put the caulk directly in your mouth, but sometimes you want to put the caulk on something else and then eat it. And that's, you know,
so
the
first
we don't kink shame.
The first dude that ever took me on the road, his name was Chinaman.
And he had caulk in your
mouth. I'm serious. He had
hey, Sean, you know we're talking about like a product that they use for like walls and stuff, right? Before you go any further with this story.
He would bring a caulk gun on stage.
We're talking about Home Depot caulk and not the kind that you...
Not the kind you pay for in the parking lot.
Not the behind the Home Depot caulk.
He would do the bit that you guys are all doing right now. You guys are all doing the same bit the Chinaman did. He would bring a caulk gun on stage and do this bit.
Yeah, Chinaman's a legend. You don't think I know about his album Kid Walk? You think I don't know? I know.
You know about Chinaman.
I've been watching that dude on YouTube for years.
Oh, God.
He called himself Chinaman. He wasn't even Chinese, right? Isn't that right?
Still isn't.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
That's so dumb.
He's got comedy is so on weird. His arm.
Yeah, caulk. Yeah, sometimes I like to sprinkle things onto my caulk. You know,
is this a cocaine joke?
It is now.
It's whatever you want it to be, baby. Caulk does look delicious, though. I remember. Our friends, shout out to Marty Michael, who is one of the members of HeadGum. His family had like a big shed and like where like a lot of, there was like a lot of exposed caulk.
In the shed? Get out of here.
That happened, you'd be surprised how often that happens in a shed behind the house where no one's living.
That's like a lot of times that's the first place people expose their caulk is in a shed somewhere.
So it's where I saw caulk for the first time.
Sean, you delivered that caulk joke with all the enthusiasm of someone like at a Latin mass. So you know what I mean? They're like, I'm also with you.
I was trying to get it out. And also trying to get the caulk out right.
Oh, man.
And I just remember thinking as a kid, just like, why can't I eat that? That looks so good.
It looks incredible.
It looks like a like puffy cookie dough. Yeah, it's delicious so looking. Any other cock jokes anyone wants to get out?
I was working on one, but we'll leave it. I'll leave it.
All I have to say before you leave me is balls.
Nice.
Marissa,
sick,
do you want to get on this cock bit at all, or are you good?
No, I'll pass. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Just want to leave the door open.
The most polite person in the gangbang. You want any of this cock? No, thank you. I'll pass. Thank you so much.
No, that's fine. I had some cock earlier.
I'm just here to watch mostly. I don't. If you need a hand, I'll give you a hand.
I have dietary restrictions. It's not a big deal.
I'll pass.
I'm gluten free.
It's just, and that's full. That looks like it's full of gluten.
Full.
That's. I'm gonna get sick from that.
Cock is number one. Usually number one comes out of the cock, but this time.
Hey.
Oh, man.
My first pick is going to be those Lush bath bombs.
Oh, bath jelly looks delicious.
Bath bomb. Not the jelly, the bomb. Those like.
They look like a. They look like a jawbreaker. Sour candy almost.
They look like giant.
Oh, like jawbreakers.
Yeah, but they're like all
the fizzy joints.
They look fizzy. Like you throw them in a bath and it gets all like fizzy and like smells good.
Yeah, I get that.
Like you'd pluck it off a crazy looking flower.
I get that for sure.
Fantastic.
I remember the first time I saw it, there was like it was that store Lush that like makes the most delicious looking ones. And there was one on 23rd Avenue in Portland, and it was like opened right next to this old record store, this Music Millennium. And I remember walking by the window for the first time before I knew what it was. And thinking like, oh shit, the candy game just changed forever. And then looking up at the sign, it was like, soap? Ah, fuck. You know, it was like one of those moments.
Here's a question I want to know for each of you, for all of these things. Have you ever actually tried it? Were you ever like, let me just find out for myself?
Some of this stuff.
I'm not a bath taker. So I've never, unlike Sean Jordan, I've never even had a Lush bath bomb.
Me either.
Oh, yeah. Have I ever had a bath bomb in the bath? Or are you talking about tried to eat one? Oh, no. I've had plenty of bath bombs, if you know what I'm talking
about. You have?
You didn't hear about this, Katie? Baths. He took baths until he was like 16.
He's a bathman.
Like every day before school.
Yeah, I used to take baths before school.
You would wind down before school?
I would get up. Yeah, I didn't take showers until I started skateboarding, really.
Okay.
Yep.
I would just take showers.
I don't care. I don't. It's good. Right? I'm going to leave it. We're already like an hour in, so I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, we are.
Love and light. May you be blessed.
I appreciate it. I'm going to take a bath today after this when I wind down.
You know what, Sean? I said I was going to fucking leave it. Why do you have to do that?
I'm just letting you know I'm going to take a bath.
We'd moved on. Yeah, Everything was ecumenical.
I'm back up on the camera. It feels like we're friends.
Whoa. Yes, I missed you so much. It feels like we're friends.
Get Jesus out of me.
I love it. I love it so much.
I want to take one quick second to get a shout out, if I can, in between picks, to Ryan Flannery, who's a big AFE fan and a firefighter in the Portland area. And extra shout out to Christina as well, to whom Ryan is married. Shout out to both of them. Christina's a nurse and Ryan is a firefighter.
Damn, they're essential as fuck.
They're extremely essential workers. So big shout outs to both of you. Hope you're getting through this okay, as okay as you can. Love and light to both of you.
Love and light.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, la vida
Lush
loca.
Bath bombs. Yes.
Rise and grind. You know, all the stuff you see on Instagram to you.
Absolutely. Is it, I drink one glass of wine a day, and then the picture, and it's a gigantic glass of wine that the whole bottle fits into. So that to you as well.
Yep.
Katie Nolan, time for your first pick.
Okay. With my first pick in the Forbidden Snacks draft, I'm going to take paint being stirred.
Oh. Yeah. It looks so good.
It looks so creamy.
Looks like you could dip an ice cream
especially
cone in it, and it would just be perfect.
When they dip that up, when they change the color. When they put another color
in? Yeah, man. When they do that right in front of you and it's just like, you can't have this. I think what I love the most about it is that it looks like, it doesn't really look like anything we currently have that's available to eat. Like, it looks like melted ice cream, but a little bit thicker. It's almost like pudding, but not really. It's just like so delicious. Yeah. I want it badly.
It's all viscous. You want to take one of those like...
paint is such a delicious texture.
Yeah. Mm. I want to take one of those like boba tea straws and just dip it right in there again. You know?
Just suck it right. It's like a milkshake, but it's a little bit thinner than that. But it depends on the color. If you got like a brown paint, then it looks chocolatey. But if it's like a light blue, it's just this delicious. I just want to eat all the paint.
Have you ever ate paint?
I've eaten a paint chip. Like I've like chipped and paint off it, of something and eaten it before. But,
have you ever huffed paint?
No.
Oh yeah, no, me either. I was just asking.
I didn't. I don't even know how you do it. So, yeah, me either.
What's huffing? So both of you guys definitely huff paint.
Yeah,
what's
right. Paint? So what is it? Yeah. Isn't it like Whippets but more badass with more staining?
Listen, man, garages, it's worse than a Whippet. Garages in Aurora, Colorado. You're gonna huff. Ask Dan. You're gonna huff some paint.
Garage. Garage P. Henson over here.
Garage P. Henchman because he. Oh God. Myrtle doesn't find any of this funny.
Garage P. Henson. I gotta change my Twitter now.
Garage P. Henchman.
Yeah.
Garage P. Henchman.
Oh, man.
That is sick.
That's so funny.
Wait, so what is huffing paint?
Please go into it.
It makes me feel like I got like a weird hot bead of sweat running down the crack of my ass. It's weird.
But how do you do it? It's spray paint, right?
It into a bag, and then you just put the bag and like kind of hyperventilate.
It's just like when you're breathing, but you're just doing it straight into your
I've never huffed
your body.
Oh, or you can huff. Yeah, you just spray it into a bag or like a cloth and then put it over your face. And
I asked Dan if he's ever done it. He responded, "What?" And then he said, "No, that's for bridge trolls."
Bridgetown, baby. Population me.
That's for henchmen.
That's for henchmen. For garage henchmen.
Yeah, I for sure huffed.
I've never huffed anything. It makes you.
I just want to drink it. I just want to drink it like that big glass of wine from that Instagram. Yeah, like that cum glass. You know, right after quarantine. Just glug, glug, glug right out of the penis. Okay.
You did describe, the way you described it sounded unpleasant, like sweat dripping down the crack of your ass.
I've huffed like three different times and I never liked it. All under the age of 20, by the way. It wasn't like. This isn't like formative brain years. You know what this could have been? You know what this fucking could have been?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
I can read.
I love
Sean,
it.
Shut up.
Sean, time for your first and second picks, as it is a serpentine draft.
My first pick, I'm going to pick Tide Pods. They
of course. Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
Hack.
They just look like candy.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
She called you a hacktivist, bro.
I'm just kidding. Sean, I'm just kidding. Ooh, he like really wasn't smiling, and I got really sad. Sean, I'm just fucking with you, dude. Tide Pods, delicious.
Marissa, take all that out. Take all that out where she said she was fucking with me. I can't have any of that.
You know we raw dog these. You know we raw dog these.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no, of course. I mean, yeah, it's an easy pick. I apologize. I was going to pick paint. That was going to be the front runner. Tide Pod has to go. It's just going
to
go somewhere.
You're right.
So,
it had to go.
Yeah, it looks like future ravioli. I get it.
I have a weird one for the later rounds, but
well, let's talk about the one you just picked. Tide Pods.
They look amazing.
Eaten one.
I want it. I haven't. They weren't around.
I'd be lying if I said I've never bit a Tide Pod. Not.
I've put it in my mouth and like done that just to see how much it would take for me to bite through it. But I've never gotten through it.
No.
Yeah. They weren't around. If I was a kid when they were real, I would have eaten one. But we just had. Fucking detergent. Like
just
real
detergent.
I'm going to eat that.
Like hot,
and
like,
I've drank that, you know.
I would chug 40 Mule Team Borax. Chug it. You know that scene in The Lion King when Timon and Pumbaa find Simba and they're like.
I sure do.
During Hakuna Matata and they're eating all those bugs.
The grubs.
Yeah, and the grubs and they're all like thick
slimy
and juicy and everything.
Those were some juicy
That's what
looking,
a Tide Pod looks like.
Those were some.
You're absolutely right. That's a great
some
point.
Freak Nick ass bug. That was bug freak Nick. They look compelling. The texture to me. Yeah.
They look compelling.
They look interesting.
It's the colors and the texture and the little bite size. It's fun size.
It's fun. Yeah. It's so fun.
It looks like it packs a lot of punch in one because you're like, there's three colors here.
Yeah. Mm. Big ass gusher ass looking laundry fucking detergent.
It also looks like those gummy snacks that had like the white on the bottom and the colorness on the top. I don't remember.
Yeah,
what,
like
I feel like they were shark
penguins.
Shaped.
Sharks?
The shark ones.
No, you might be right. Yeah.
The sharks ones.
They
had
a few different
those.
That had
blue.
Sort of that format. There were sharks.
Yeah, it was like an interesting format that I enjoyed a lot.
Oh, I love a white bottom
gummy.
I love a white bottom gummy. I don't know why that felt so racist.
A white bottom gummy?
Yeah.
It's like a lady with no ass. Oh, she's a white bottom gummy.
No, you said it. You said it.
Yeah, I did.
Just so everybody knows.
I have nothing to do. I love the no ass community, and I'd like that on record right now.
This town is
very
full of ne'er-do-wells and white bottom gummies, and I'm going to fix it starting the ground up.
Oh.
You listen.
Tide Pod.
You listen.
It's a hot corner.
Over
oh, yeah.
Hot corner. Sean
hot
and
corner.
Tide Pod, your first pick. Your second pick.
My second pick is going to be a tie-dyed foam roller.
Ooh.
Oh, that's very specific.
Very specific.
Yeah,
I think it looks like a weird tie-dyed angel food cake, and I really want it. Every time Laura's got one, and every time she gets it out, I'm just like, man, that looks like it'd be fun to take a little bite out of.
So you're just picking stuff that's in that basement you're in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to fucking Kaiser Sose this whole job. His next one's going to be an
iMac. You don't want to eat an iMac? Doesn't that iMac look creamy? It looks fun.
Picking pea poppers. tie-dye foam roller. It looks like...
Looks like angel food cake to me.
I like Rollzer. Actually in on that. Sounds like a bad guy in Mario.
Rollzer. Yeah, I don't have a lot to... I use a foam roller. Ooh, that feels good.
Yeah, it does. I've been using one like crazy.
Yeah.
I can't picture a tie-dye... foam roller.
Yes, like a marbled foam roller.
It does look like it would be fun to bite into, like a big string of licorice almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, sure. There's so many other things you could still pick.
Beef, dude.
Well, it's a good thing that there's 16 more picks.
Beef, bro.
17, 16.
Beef, dog. Katie, what's your second pick? Is it better than a tie-dye foam roller? We're about to find out.
Fiberglass insulation.
Damn, that shit looks good.
Damn it.
Fuck, that was going to be my next pick.
Vivid memories of my cousin's family renovating their house and them showing me the attic. And the attic was just like, you know, slats of wood and then this pink, fluffy cotton candy shit that my dad was like, do not touch it. I'm like, then why does it look like that? She's asking for it. I'm going to eat her.
Whoa.
It looks so good. And then when they tell you that it's fiberglass, so it's going to be a little, I'm like, crunchy?
It is going to be crunchy.
If you added a little bit of crunch to a cotton candy, I'd love that. Now you're making me want it even more. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. It's like an itchy, crunchy cotton candy.
Yeah, I want to eat it so bad.
Attics are just full of cock and fucking insulation. It's just like a forbidden snack zone up there. It's such a delicious, dangerous situation.
Home Depot was a problem for me. I was treating it like a buffet.
You're gonna go up in that base. You're gonna go up in that attic and catch diabetes.
And it's not. It's like if you took a bite of a foam roller, or like if you had a little bit of paint, you'd be fine. But if you ate fiberglass insulation, that's rough. That's going to be
a problem.
If you live, I don't think you're living
and carrying on some real damaged DNA.
You're going to cough into a damp rag for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're going to Doc Holliday until you're dead.
Hey, don't call her that.
It's Doc. Damp. This damp rag over here. This white bottom gummy is a real damp rag.
That's my down bottom white bottom gummy.
Oh, God.
I worked as a plumber's assistant for one day and then quit immediately the next day when I was 16. But I've told the story before, so forgive me. But what we did the one day I worked was we were pulling out of the plumbing out of a halfway house.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
The copper wiring was already gone.
Long gone.
Meth.
Long gone. And we were pulling out these like fiberglass showers. So not quite insulation, but like the same deal basically.
Yeah.
And it got into like I was wearing short sleeves and it got into my arms and it burned so bad for like 48 hours. Cause it just gets into your skin.
Yeah, I've had it on my forearms before. Yeah. That shit sucks.
It is a bummer.
Still want to eat it, guys. You're making it sound really bad. I'm still going to eat some of it before I die. Probably all my deathbed.
Yeah. If you're going out anyways, why not figure it out?
Yeah, let it carve me all the way down my throat.
It also had a cartoon mascot like it was a food.
Yeah, why did it have Pink Panther? Yeah. Why was there Pink Panther on it? That makes me want it more. Also, the guy that sold it in our town, not in a weird way, had puppies that he dyed pink, which now I know you're not supposed to do. Very weird. But you would go to the insulation place and they would give you, there'd be these little puppies, these pink puppies you could play with.
Oh my God.
This is my heaven. I want to eat that and play with that.
That guy sounds like a Tiger King type of fella.
Yeah, I think he's probably in jail, or dead. He's either in jail or dead at this point.
Or rich.
Or he runs Google or something. I don't know.
He's in there with the boob site guy. Yeah. Insulation, amazing pick. Also, why's it got to be pink? Does it like...
Some of it's yellow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sometimes it's yellow.
Still want it.
I'll still eat it.
Oh, it's time for my next pick.
It's like Peeps. It only comes in Peeps colors.
Oh, yeah. It does only come in Peeps colors.
Strange choice.
Delicious pastels. which is I answered to that name in several different cities. If you like, if you're in Santa Fe and you want to know about, ask about delicious pastels.
I mean, honestly, if you're in Santa Fe, you don't have to ask. There's a memo that comes out when he gets to town. Somebody's gonna tell you Delicious Pastels is back.
I'm the mayor of Santa Fe, New Mexico, Delicious Pastels.
And I'm signing my intent to Georgia Tech.
Delicious Pastels' car runs on, like, he has kite energy. He has like a kite that goes up in the air.
Yeah.
It's real smooth. Delicious Pastels wears silk kung fu pants, I feel like.
Ooh.
Yeah. My second pick is Hot Lava.
Ooh.
Oh, that's such a good pick.
Yeah. Ooh. I just want to scoop it up and eat it, and there couldn't be more dangerous.
Oh, man.
It looks so good. Those pictures were like the top of its ash, but some of the red starting to leak out. It's like, I just want to know what it feels like. Is it more solid than liquid? Is it more liquid than solid? It's obviously hot, but it's delicious.
Yeah. But it's so compelling. I just want to, you just want to like dig your hands into it.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's just looks like a big spoon.
I would love to eat some hot lava right now.
there's a scene where, like in The Simpsons, when he's doing that like hot chili episode that like Johnny Cash is in, he voices a coyote.
Oh yeah, when he's wandering the desert.
Oh yeah.
And they pull these like hot peppers out of it, and they're like they're hot peppers that look like magma, and I'm like, I just want to eat it.
I want to eat that.
It looks fantastic. It's perfect. Like you could put it, like you'd get it on a dessert at a Brazilian restaurant you've never heard of.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Here you go. They say they have hot lava cake to replicate.
Yeah.
The hot like chocolate coming out of, but I want it to be red. Like
it doesn't
you
work.
Want it to be it lava at all. You want real lava.
I need that weird consistency. Yeah.
Like where it's like maybe it would be worth it. Maybe I should try.
I want to have to.
Yeah, you know what? Just take
a shot.
I want to have to eat it before it cools.
You got to get yourself lava lamp lava. I think that's cool.
Lava lamp lava.
Is it hot?
Lava lamp lava.
Okay. Is it hot? Is a good question.
Are you asking if lava lamps have hot lava in them? I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die if that's what you're asking.
I'm asking if it's hot. I'm not asking if it's hot lava. Don't try to force something stupid to come out of my mouth. It'll come out on its own.
It takes much
forcing. I don't think lava lamps have hot lava in them, David. I'm asking if the shit in a lava lamp.
I think they are hot though. They get warm to the touch.
That's what I'm asking. Is it like
the two lava lamp owners have entered the chat? They are warm. They're warm lamps.
They're both warm and close to a Hansen poster. Those are the two things about them.
So true. It's so true. But look, I just recently watched Dante's Peak, and boy, my stomach is rumbling that whole time. So I was like, look at that delicious lava that he drives over with his rubber tires somehow.
He sure does.
Hot lava. David, time for your second and third picks as tis.
Oh, okay.
As twas.
This one is really specific, but I think you guys just allow me to walk you down the road and you'll get it. Do you remember back in the 90s, Chevron had these commercials where they had these animated cars?
Yes.
Those. Yes. I wanted to eat those.
Whoa!
Hold on. Let me get a picture of this.
Chevron animated
cars? It was the same
car
animator that did like Wallace and Gromit.
It looked delicious.
So like Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, they did. It is Wallace and Gromit cars. Those do look delicious. They're because they have the rounded corners and stuff.
Yeah, but then you know that they have the circuitry or whatever, the mechanical stuff inside, so there'll be a crunch.
Oh, yeah.
They do look, I mean, they kind of look just like the cars from Cars, to put it in perspective for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those things, oh man, I wanted to eat those. But it makes you feel like
scooping.
As a boy, you feel like a psycho because you're like, those are, you know, they're talking like.
Oh yeah, why do I want to eat alive?
Yeah, like not even like it could communicate that it didn't want me to eat it, and I was still
please stop.
Because in my head, I was eating it alive.
Yeah, were you gonna start like in the stomach, like a psycho?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna eat it. Oh, you want me to grill it? It looked like you just take a bite out of it.
Where'd you start? The head or the ass?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You can eat it like a
hyena.
I
would start at the head so it quit talking to me. I have a wife. I have children. Yeah.
That's Please. Sean's whole philosophy. That's why he will look at the porn without it, you know? Don't even let the head be there in the first place.
I came to the Chevron to just fill up on some gas so I could take my kids to car practice. Please don't eat me. Please don't eat me.
But I'm like, I'm crunched through already.
David's got car guts all over his face. I don't give a fuck about your family.
You just ate that fucking semi-truck. Are you even hungry anymore? Are you bored?
Licking wiper fluid off my hands.
while all the others watch, like a bunch of other cars.
You poor, unfortunate souls.
Oh, man. Chevron cars. That's an amazing
pick. Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
is
that's
amazing
fantastic.
Yeah.
Good on you.
My next one, and this is also automotive and pretty weird, like a brand new Harley Davidson.
What are you talking about,
I don't
David?
Know how to explain
this
it.
Is a problem now.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing. It wasn't weird with Chevron cars. It was specific and cute. And now it's weird.
Look at, yeah. Is that weird? That's, oh, fuck me now? That's what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
I'm trying to tell you
specifically, fuck you.
Because I'm trying to tell you how I fucking feel?
This isn't for AFE, this is for True Life.
Is that not?
Yeah, this is one of those my weird obsessions where you're like, I fuck my car when no one's
I'm
looking.
Saying, take away everything. You gotta take away everything you know. You strip away everything you
look
know.
Up, I'm gonna Google just brand new Harley Davidson right now and I'm gonna see.
If it looks even a little
if
bit delicious.
You could just walk up and take a taste, it would, okay.
What would it taste like, David?
I don't really.
Go ahead, David.
It's all chrome.
Like super.
You want to eat cars that can talk and then you think this is nicer because this one
can't talk?
Talk
to me. It can't talk back.
It's the silence.
I imagine it would taste
no,
like.
No, I don't want to eat that.
That doesn't look good
that
at all
look
to eat.
That doesn't look good. Really?
No.
I just want to bite the front wheel off.
What?
I don't really know. I don't know what. I don't.
A brand new Harley Davidson.
Listen,
interesting.
I love it.
I'm
hey.
Just.
Can we
hey,
just
man.
Make sure that no other, none of your next picks are cars or like.
No,
any,
we can't make
any,
sure
like,
of that. That's my list and I'll do what I want with it.
A 2004 Nissan Sentra.
Damn, I had a 2002 Nissan Sentra and you do want to eat it. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't want to eat drug dealer cars.
Yeah, you do,
oh, but
boy.
It had a spoiler on
if
it, though.
If you
it's
have a Nissan, you
it.
Sell drugs. That's just the rule.
This is
I didn't sell them. I might have driven them
exactly.
around, but I didn't sell them.
You just this is the kind of pick where, like, in like 3 months, you're like, yeah, I had an iron deficiency, so that's why I wanted
like,
to.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
I don't really. I mean, in hindsight now, it's like I don't know how to, especially when it's like the engine's revving hot and it's like kind of dripping out of the. I don't know.
Don't try to make it.
It's not
don't try
steak.
To paint me a picture.
Stop.
I don't know why this is. Listen. I'm sorry. I thought
David,
that I could talk
please,
to my friends.
I'm begging you.
I thought I could talk to my
please.
Friends. Okay.
David, please. Please.
What if
stop.
It's a BMW motorcycle? No?
Yeah, still.
Okay. I thought maybe you only like that American chrome.
No, no, no. I mean, I want a Honda. I'll eat a Honda CBR. Like a crotch rocket. Like a Kawasaki.
I'll
like
eat a
Kawasaki
rocket.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Is this crazy? Is this that crazy?
I would eat a Kawasaki Ninja over a Harley Davidson because at least they're like neon green and you're like, oh, maybe that's sour apple.
I don't know. Chrome
maybe.
Looks delicious to me too. I think chrome looks really good.
Chrome looks like it's chrome flavored.
Well, I like hot melted chrome.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah like the.
Okay,
oh,
so we're
oh,
coming.
Good...
So we're coming around.
Okay, but I wouldn't eat a motorcycle on the list
I'm
of things I've made. I have a very long list in front of me. Motorcycles didn't even. I didn't even make
I'm
right maybe motorcycle. If we run out of
you guys
options.
Are talking like I'm saying I've eaten a motorcycle.
Just since we just said it, I would eat like Alex Mack when she was. Just like
oh my god, I would absolutely eat Alex Mack
that
when she turned
eat.
Into a puddle.
Yeah.
Alex Mack and cheese. I
when she's of legal age, of course.
Of course.
Just to be
does
fair,
that make
as
a
I
difference?
It, it's like I think she was in high school, so I don't think I would be able to eat.
We need an 18-year-old Larissa Olmec.
Are you allowed
to
eat adults? Is that?
No, I just mean saying I'm going to eat a wet Larissa Olmec is feels like I should, or Olenek, whatever her name was, feels like I should just clarify because she was in high school during that show that. Everyone would be consenting. Is it my turn?
I pick
now?
Up what you're putting down.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's my turn.
I'm a fucking animal because I want to eat. You're talking. Katie's talking about eating underage
you picked
girls.
A motorcycle.
Katie's talking about eating underage girls. I said a motorcycle.
Once they
I'm
reach
a maniac,
legal
I'm
age.
A monster. I'm a monster.
Hold on. Yes.
Hold on. Yes.
This is crazy. This is
with my third pick. I'm taking erasers.
Yeah,
no!
Totally.
No!
Yeah!
Are we talking freestanding or off the back of pencils?
No, we're talking about these guys.
Yes! Yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about.
You,
those,
yeah.
I mean, Lisa Frank-ass, colorful.
Nom,
it's
nom.
Sometimes they were like in the shape of fruit. Sometimes they're in the shape of like cakes and candies, unicorns,
God damn
kittens,
Ian.
Rainbows.
Man. Damn. I just wanted to scoop handfuls up at like book fairs, just like a scoop a handful. Toss it in your mouth.
Yeah, I've eaten those before for sure.
Absolutely have eaten them too. The taste is gross. The texture is
perfect.
So satisfying
mm.
that if they made a food like that, mm. it would be even more over for me than it already is. They are so fucking delicious looking.
Man, that's such a good pick. Like Lisa Frank used to make a bunch of those. Yeah. And they're
everything
so colorful
that Lisa
and...
Frank made looks delicious.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Even those unicorns.
I don't know who Lisa Frank is.
Did you ever have a friend? Okay, I can narrow this down. Were you friends with any horse girls?
No.
Okay. Did you know any girls that wore butterfly clips in their hair?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. That the folder she had, that was Lisa Frank. It was like purple, pink, yellow, unicorns, flying things, sparkly.
What if I had some of those?
Judging by everything you told me you wore as a child, I would not be surprised.
I
started getting binders with kittens on them in middle school, first out of necessity because I waited and that's all they had left.
That shit.
You remember
that,
right?
No, I never had any of those, but those are dope. Yes,
there'd be like
a
dolphin jumping out of a rainbow and shit like that.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yep.
It was magical, just really stunning stuff.
Even those pink erasers also look delicious if you caught me in the right mood. You
like
know?
Gum. They look like bubble gum.
Like a big hunk of bubble gum.
I would chew those a lot of times anyway. Like the eraser off a pencil.
I'd get them in the back on the molar. Get your molars on them.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, we were also...
I would chew the metal off on those too.
Sean, but you were also an at-risk youth, so that's...
I chew them like a big old stick of bubble gum. Big old stick of bubble gum.
I like it when people mean to say bubble gum, but it sounds like bubble gump. That's how I know I can chew.
Big old stick of bubble gum.
Just eat it like a motorcycle, you know? Just eat the whole thing, just like I would a motorcycle.
I stand on it.
I ate it like a motorcycle.
I stand on it. I think it looks good.
Katie, time for your third pick.
Okay, this is a tough one. But I think with my next pick, I'm going to go with Orbeez.
What?
What are Orbeez?
What are Orbeez?
Also known as super absorbent polymers. So they're like tiny
now
little...
You'll know.
Sure. You'll know. You will know. You can either use them for like planting soil or they make little kids' toys. Those are called Orbeez. They're like these tiny little beads that start... They look like salt, essentially, and you put them in water, and they turn into these big, like, globules.
Is that... Are you saying words?
They're like this.
Are you saying
They, like,
real
turn
words?
Into these.
Oh! Yes.
These things? Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So, like, there's a video. It's actually pretty funny. You can find a video of a French guy put a bunch of it into a tub, and it filled the tub, and then it went into the drain pipes, and it, like, ruined the sewage system of his entire neighborhood. It was, like, coming out of the ground and out of his sink. They're insane. But
that's
like
why we call them freedom fries.
But it looks like a wizard's factory exploded in the in the sewers.
They're like these, and I don't understand them because they're like, if you smush them too, like gently, they hold a perfect circle shape. But if you smush them really hard, they break. So they're like jello, but they're not.
And there's just gel in there?
Yeah, kind of. It's really weird.
What are they used for?
I think it's when you like, pot stuff and you pour and you like water your plants. It's like they absorb the excess.
Okay.
I've spent days Googling these before because I'm like, I don't understand and I still don't really know. Because
you're like, are they sure I can't eat them?
I think I want to eat one.
Kinda.
But they're look wild.
That would be the closest I'd come to eating anything mentioned so far as those things because they look exactly like candy. Exactly like it.
You don't want to eat a motorcycle?
Are you sure?
They do look like futuristic fruity pebbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just look delicious. Cause the kids' ones are really colorful. They're like all different colors.
Yeah, those are the ones I just looked up, and they did just look like a bowl of candy that you'd have out if you were having like a picnic, a thicknick, if you will.
A thicknick.
If you will, or even if you won't. This says 25 million Orbeez in a backyard pool. Like what let me eat that.
Yeah.
It's like a ball pit that you can eat.
Do you know what you have to make sure you do if you're around a bunch of Orbeez?
What?
Or behave.
Oh, okay. All right. So Orbeez is my third pick.
I like it with Orbeez sauce on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Orbeez, we have the super absorbent polymers.
That's a Pusha T song.
Making
that the second national fast food jingle Pusha T's been involved in.
Oh, the first being McDonald's.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's right. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Getting that.
I'm selling crack.
Cash.
Sean, time for your third and fourth picks.
My third pick is going to be Edge shaving gel.
Good.
You guys ever used the Great Edge pick. Stuff?
Is that the turquoise one?
Yeah, and it looks like icing.
Like Barbasol, it comes out Yeah.
Yeah. It just comes, you can shoot it out, it goes out like 2 feet, and it looks like the like tube icing that
you put
on
cakes. Wait, are
you
talking about the one that comes out and is gel and you rub into cream? Are you talking about the, okay, yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. So I'll cross shaving cream off my list.
That looks like gel. Well, I mean, this is, I'm taking the gel form, but yeah.
But the cream looks like the soft, it's like Cool Whip, but even softer.
Yeah. Like minty. Yeah.
I have wanted to eat shaving cream on multiple occasions.
Because it looks like whipped cream. It's on a body. It looks like it's candy. It's on a body.
It's on a body. That's what makes it look like whipped cream. That's what you're putting whipped cream on?
It's on a body.
Oh my God, can I eat that shaving cream off your body?
First of all, it's on a body.
Chris's face looks so bummed.
I'm super bummed.
Excuse me, get on the couch and put your body next to me.
Oh, fuck. All right.
You're awful.
All right. All right. Go back to the gel part.
David, how's your body during quarantine?
Don't talk to me. I don't want you to talk to me. I'm going to go get a Fresca because I'm fucked up over this.
Put it in your body.
Pause. Stop it. I'm here voluntarily.
Katie asked to be here.
Please stop.
All right. Edge shaving gel. It comes out, it looks like the tube icing you put on a birthday cake, and it looks really good.
It does
and
look delicious.
I think I actually have accidentally eaten a little bit of it while shaving. So
What flavor do you think it looks like?
I don't know, blueberry?
Yeah, like a blue raz.
I don't know.
Or blue raspberry.
Yeah.
Since we're just talking about shaving, going back to like the shaving cream, which is not what you picked, but since we're talking about it,
it
makes a way more satisfying noise than whipped cream coming out, too, I think.
Because
it's like a bit of... Sean, and your fourth pick?
My fourth pick is going to be Seafoam. I think it looks delicious.
Seafoam. Isn't that the thing where it just looks like spit?
No, it, like foamy. It looks like the froth that you would put in like a coffee drink to me.
Body froth.
Oh, boy. Our tastes could not be further. First of all, it's on a body.
Dirty, I feel like.
Yeah, it looks like cat spit.
Well, like a clean sea, not like a seafoam in like a shitty like river or something, but like a seafoam in the ocean that hasn't had a chance to get dirty yet. It's just puffy and foamy.
Coastal elite seafoam.
That's right. LA seafoam.
Right.
That was his first crip name.
LA seafoam.
LA seafoam.
What was the pastels?
Was
what was
dangerous
the
pastels?
Was it dangerous?
No,
it was
delightful.
Delicious pastels.
Yeah, delicious pastels.
Yeah, dude, delicious pastels.
Of the Boston pastels.
Yeah, seafoam.
Written down right there. Seafoam. If it's got a little bit of that brown in it, it doesn't look good because sometimes it does. But like, I see what you're saying. Some fresh seafoam.
Clean seafoam. Put it in a drink. This is the one thing that I get to put in a drink. I'm putting it in my coffee, and it's just going to be on top like a frothy treat.
Okay. Katie, time for your fourth pick.
I have a very Sean Jordan pick.
Oh, so it's dope, huh?
No, it's like dumb and might not count.
I didn't pick a motorcycle.
You didn't. But technically you cannot eat a motorcycle and David wants to eat it. So it does
technically
fit.
You cannot eat it.
No, it fits. It fits. What you do, so you'll pick ones that you're like, well, that doesn't really count. It's like David's is weird and creepy, but
it
counts.
I don't think it's
creepy. David picked a ball pit. We were drafting food one time.
I don't know why it's creepy.
Can I say this one and you guys can make a ruling on it? And if not, I've got others.
We'll make a jar ruling on it.
Because if it's
what would I do without my baby?
If it's something we want to eat that we cannot eat. The pizza from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, the cartoon pizza? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I had a Goofy movie pizza on mine. That's fine. That's totally fine.
Daria pizza. That had like really good pizza.
I know what you're talking about. For some reason, the cheese is like a texture that we don't get in reality.
And it's like stretches in a way. And there's never too much sauce.
It's never mad saucy. I know exactly. Yeah, I totally get that.
It's not like technically, you know what I mean? Like we can eat pizza, but I can't eat that pizza and yeah. I want to.
We'll allow it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Because you don't have to. I've got a whole list. I've got plenty of others.
That's a good one.
David, do you want to make a jaw ruling on it?
I give it holla holla, you know, let it play out.
All right, great. Sean, jaw ruling?
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up on the jaw rule scale. Jaw ruling.
Perfect, yeah.
Jaw ruling improved. Cartoon
pizza. We're
going
to let you take cartoon pizza.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It does look so good. I swear I've had pizza at some point where I was like, that tastes like it. Yeah.
Same. Because I can taste it in my mouth when I think about it. Then I'm like, oh, that reminds me of that. But I have no idea when or where I ate it.
Me neither. It was
fascinating.
Like from my youth, is that what Chuck E. Cheese pizza is like?
I feel like when you get pizza right out of the oven and you pull it up. And like a kid, you pull it out and it's like got the cheese dripping. Like I never get to the pizza when it's right out of the oven anymore.
Good point. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just old.
Extra, it's extra cheese for sure.
So much cheese.
The Teenage Mutant, the Ninja Turtles would always put weird shit on there, right? They'd be like jelly beans, anchovies, and like, what are
they? Well, I just like, because they just like, they didn't really have teeth, like they had teeth, but it was more like like any pizza that you can just go like, and you chew it.
They're like,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
it just looks so good.
First thing we're doing after teen is going and getting some cartoon pizza.
Yeah, let's go, dude.
If there was a like pizza
place. And then we're going to eat a motorcycle, David. Don't worry.
Thank you, man. I just want to fucking hang out with my friends.
Fuck you, man.
Jeez Louise.
Fuck you, man.
Machinery gets me hungry. I don't know what you want me to say.
Okay, time for my fourth pick. With my fourth pick, I'm going to take antifreeze.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I've gotten some in my mouth before. It tastes better than you think.
Yeah.
That's why you can't have it by dogs, because they'll eat it because it's sweet.
Oh, shit.
They love it, right? It's like, it's a compelling color. It's like that lime green, like electric.
Yeah, this one's fucked up because it does taste how you want it to.
It smells good. I bet it tastes like kind of maple syrup, right? Like,
so my, what was it? My radiator was kicking back for a while. I had to put in a new one, but I was a kid. I didn't know. So I opened it before it cooled down. Like, you know, with
a rag.
And I just kept doing it. And finally, I got a whole face full. And hot antifreeze, pretty good.
Oh, no.
It landed on ice cream sundae.
Tasting like those little, remember those kids' drinks that looked like hand grenades?
Oh, yes. The little huggies.
Yeah.
They were like,
is that what it tasted like?
Sort of like hot that.
Hot that?
Those things were like 3 cents. Yeah. You remember that? Like at the corner store?
Yeah, you could get like $100 for $1 somehow. Yeah.
They were barely flavors.
It was probably industrial runoff that they were like, legally we can sell this.
Yeah, we just got to call them little huggies.
The top was just like tinfoil that I would chew through with my teeth.
It was definitely juice drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wait, did you know that that what's it called? Is antifreeze, isn't it? She's nailing it. Fireball.
What? Really?
They like couldn't sell it in certain countries because like a percentage of it was like antifreeze. That's probably not the fact, but I can Google it.
Really?
This sounds like one of those Mountain Dew makes your wiener small things.
No, it lowers your sperm count. Yellow 15 or whatever.
We know Mountain Dew doesn't make your wiener small because I drank a ton of Mountain Dew as a kid.
And you have a huge wiener, don't you? You know.
I meant to do that joke different. I meant to say that's my bad. We know Mountain Dew doesn't make your wiener small because I've never had Mountain Dew. That's what I meant to say.
Fireball whiskey ingredient in antifreeze doesn't worry U.S. officials.
God.
There's an ingredient that's found in antifreeze that is also in Fireball whiskey.
I mean, oh my God.
At this point, what does worry U.S. officials?
Propylene glycol.
Fucking nothing.
Propylene glycol
is in
makes
hella
it
shit.
Sweet.
That's in a lot of stuff. Like, look it up. Look up common uses for propylene glycol. It's in tons of shit.
Propylene glycol is an accepted synonym for Tilda Swinton, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw that movie with propylene glycol in it, and you're like, oh, I love her. How was
that? Not bad.
Also, Bolivians like it if you call them that.
My propylene glycol brother. David, time for your fourth and final picks.
My fourth pick is a geode. Remember those things?
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Ooh,
hell yeah. Looks like rock candy.
Looks perfect. So good. So good. Like better than like nature's candy.
I fucking eat a geode. Yeah.
And then my fifth pick is, I feel like I once felt like this was a safe space. I don't feel like that anymore.
It's still safe.
I'm going to tell you what I feel, though, and then you can judge me all you want. I think that a pillow top mattress looks delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
It looks like
more delicious than a motorcycle, for sure.
No, not more delicious than a motorcycle. That's why I drafted it fifth. It looks like you could, like...
Yeah, you had to take it early so that none of us took motorcycle.
I don't know what you put in your mouths. I don't pretend to.
Yes, you do.
Apparently, it's not good shit. I just want to bite a slice out of it like a cake. I think it looks good.
Pillow top mattress. It's time for my final pick. I'm going to take Fabuloso cleaner.
Oh my god,
it looks so good.
It looks so good.
Like some crazy, like elderberry flavor or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabuloso looks delicious. Yeah.
Fabuloso looks so good. Like it looks like straight uncut, like Slurpee syrup.
You know what I wanted in? I wanted it in a pitcher with ice, like the Kool-Aid pitcher, you know?
Yeah.
Like dripping. Oh yeah. Fabuloso.
You run in from like playing
busting
outside.
Busting through the door.
Yeah. It even looks like it comes in a 20-ouncer. Look at that. Yeah. It's supposed to be candy.
Why is it that color? It should not be that color.
Dude, there's lavender, blue, pink, and red. Those are all the best flavors.
Only the shit you want to drink is what it is.
There's green. Wow. Lemon. Yeah, dude. Damn, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. Hell yeah.
Thank you very much.
I bet you if we cut it with water, you could take a swig and be okay.
I think our concept, having the amount of time we've spent at the Roost, we probably could take down Fabuloso if we wanted to.
I was going to say, I bet you I've had some in one of their glasses.
I just watched an intervention where this guy was drinking hand sanitizer.
Okay, yeah, so dude.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it was fucked up.
In this economy?
No, this was like, I mean, it was intervention, so it was probably like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Fabuloso, delicious.
Katie, time for your final pick.
Oh man, this is really hard because I got a couple on here that I really would eat. You know, Yamahas, Harley Davidsons, but I think I'm going to go with, all right, you know the clay that you used in like art class?
Philo, yeah.
Philo dough,
when
right?
Or not Philo,
I forget what it's called, but you would like try to, you'd have to, it was almost like a mix between a stick of butter and like a soft cheese.
Completely.
And it would just like come off and it looked so delicious.
But it was
really
hard, right?
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't super hard, but you could like mold it into stuff, right. But it was like,
modeling
it was
clay.
Just,
yeah,
so delicious.
And it looked like you were just like, oh, I'll peel off a yellow and I'll eat that one.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It did look so fucking good. I played with that. I would be down to like get some of that right now and fuck around with it
get
and
some
see what's
clay.
Up.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe
let's
I'll order
get,
some
let's
clay.
Get some clay, do some clay work.
I'm going to make a clay FE family.
Wow! Huh? Call me Everybody. Clay Travis because I'm gonna be up in here.
I'm gonna eat my bar cart.
I'm gonna be. You can call me Gary Moldman after this. You know what I mean?
What is I'm gonna eat my bar cart? How does that factor in?
I mean, working up to the motorcycle.
Okay.
There's also no booze on it, so it's like, you know. What is...
Nobu.
It was just the pureness of the silence.
Oh, I was looking at it.
I said, I'm going to eat my bar cart. And nobody said it.
Yeah, it's fucked up because you think that your friends see the world the same way you do. And then something like this happens and you're like.
You're all making clay puns. Everybody was making a clay pun and you're like, I'm going to eat my bar cart.
I'm going to eat my bar cart.
I guess,
as an appetizer to a Harley Davidson.
I guess it was more of a declaration than it was like a riff.
Oh, my God.
It was a whole new chapter.
Yeah, it was.
You started a whole new chapter.
We're on the
chapter.
Same page of a different book.
Yeah. It's,
Holy shit. That was funny.
I'm gonna eat my bar cart.
I'm going to eat my bar cart.
You might as well call me Frito Clay. I'm going to eat my bar cart. It was so funny.
God, that was so good. And it was, the best was because it was before Sean got his pun out. So he was like, I'm trying to go back to the bit. We're like, sorry. Are you going to eat your bar cart?
If you guys saw it right now.
I bet it does look delicious.
I'm going to eat my bar cart.
Oh my God.
My stomach hurts.
Sean, time for your final pick, the final pick of the draft.
Woo. You can call me Mold Yeller.
Huh? All right. What if you just made your pick, Sean? Jesus fucking Christ. We got stuff to
Jesus
do.
Jesus Christ.
Skateboard bushings. Do you guys know what the bushings are?
No. You know we don't.
I don't know what the... Oh, look I up do. Skateboard do bushes.
I like my. They are. They, I like my skateboards clean shaven. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, there's the bushings. The bushings are in the chucks, which are the things that hold the wheels to the board.
I know.
And
what
the
you're
bushings
about.
Are what makes it the board so you can turn. And they look delicious. They're just like rubbery kind of looking things.
Can you pull
things.
Up a picture of it on that old computer behind you there?
Yeah. Why, no, why don't you pull start that iMac?
Why don't you dial into the internet and show me what you got?
This is what a skateboard bushing looks like. That's what they look
that
like.
That looks delicious.
They look like little candies. That,
yeah, those are just wheels? Rubbery. Those look like the wheels.
No, those are, well, they look a lot like the wheels, but they're different.
But picking the wheels
rubbery.
Wouldn't have made you look like an insider
exactly.
who really knows skateboarding.
That's something one of you would have picked.
Right, I'm we could have picked wheels. We're basic.
Yeah, the bushings on a skateboard. That's
a good one.
That's my last pick.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
So to recap, David, you went first. You took Kalk and then Chevron cars and then a brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And then geodes.
Yeah.
And then a pillow top mattress.
Yeah.
Questionable.
I went second. I took a Lush bath bomb, hot lava, erasers, antifreeze, and Fabuloso.
Great picks.
Fabuloso.
Katie
delicious.
Nolan, you went third and you took, oh my God, my handwriting.
Paint being stirred.
That's right. I was like, Pant Boy Steven. Pant Boy. Paint being stirred, insulation, Orbeez, cartoon pizza, and modeling clay.
Hell
Sean,
yeah.
You went last. You took Tide Pods, a tie-dye foam roller, Edge shaving gel, sea foam, and then skate bushings.
Yeah, dude.
Skate bushings, dude. Kate bushings. We left a lot of good stuff on the board.
Did we? I don't even know.
Tulips, I think, look delicious.
What?
Tulips.
Snowy mountains. Rocks. Ooh, what'd you got?
Snowy mountains. Yep. So when they have like snow on it and it looks like chocolate with like powdery sugar.
That's clouds. Great. Clouds
look delicious. Chalk.
I had a human lung on there.
A human lung?
A human lung looks pretty good to me.
Oh, but I'm
wait.
Okay. But David's a psychopath. David's
it is
crazy.
Sean, did you just in the basement with a surrounded by a like a bunker say that you would like to eat a human lung?
Yeah, man, you gotta have more awareness marbles? Than that. No, we're not moving on to marbles. We're staying on you wanna eat a human lung.
I think it looks like it's good.
You can eat the lung of any animal. Why would you pick a human?
I think they look good. I looked. I searched lungs last night. I think human lungs look
good. I Googled human lung and my mouth watered.
And then he's like marbles.
Like it's a normal thing. You Googled human lungs. You were like, but what's under those perfect boobs? How do we go deeper?
I want to see your perfect heart.
I went to the lung site next.
Oh, my God. A human lung, dude.
Gross. The lung site.
Technically, also, you could eat that.
Candles, I think, look
bars
good.
Bars of soap. Remember that orange Neutrogena bar of soap? Always looked like a delicious candy.
The one that was like amber almost?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
molten
good.
Glass, when they're blowing glass.
I
that
had that on my list, too.
Hell yeah. High five.
So
high five.
Fucking good. Yeah,
I'm only going to say one that was on my list because I don't want you guys to judge me.
Okay.
Question Lowe's.
What? The shoe?
Yeah.
I'll buy that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also PlayStation Absolutely. Controllers.
I think those are kind of good, but I get it a little.
The pot of Air Force, or not Air Force, Air Maxes look good if we're getting the sneakers. There's a lot of delicious looking sneakers.
Yeah, totally. I was thinking about that. I was trying to think of like the gel on an insole. It looks kind of good.
Anything Dr. Scholl's
makes. Potpourri?
Yeah, potpourri looks like a bag of like nuts on the
yes!
on a yeah.
I was gonna take that, and then AJ, my girlfriend, was fucking like potpourri. That doesn't sound good.
Looks like chips, like a bag of chips.
I think so too. It looks like a little
chip situation. It depends what potpourri you've been around. Sometimes people have like pine cone potpourri. Maybe that's not for you. But the potpourri we had were like these little curled up scented things, and they looked like Fritos. I wanted to eat them.
A Pier 1 import ass potpourri. Same here, but it is a regional.
Yeah.
It could be a regional thing.
Yeah, numbered birthday candles.
Oh that's a really good one.
Damn, that's a good.
Any look like candles really.
Tell me
if
this
is... Yeah, but the numbered ones look like these fucking
they look like
delicious
fondant.
Candies.
Yeah.
Fondant.
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 Wet soil. Uh-huh. What about wet soil? Anybody
that
else?
That was brought up in the room over here, and I was like, I don't know. Yeah.
Looks like crushed Oreos.
Smells good, too.
Oh, okay. Crushed Oreos. I get it. Do you ever have those Christmas ornaments that look like cookies? They look like they were baked almost. Like, we had a lot of those. They were, like, glazed and baked.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of tasty Christmas ornaments.
Hanukkah ornaments in my house, but, yeah. Apricot.
Oh, sorry. That's right. Are you Jewish?
100%. Bar mitzvah and everything.
Damn. Thank you for asking. Damn.
That 70s damn. Apricot facial scrub. I know we got it in the last second.
Packing peanuts.
Packing peanuts.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I had silica gel. You know,
ooh, that's just because it says don't eat it. I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm gonna
definitely eating this.
I just want to get
you know
it,
that
babe.
Stuff. This is more of a texture thing than a look thing. But you know, like going back to like what you would stick flowers into when it was like a green brick.
Yes, yes, they still have that at a florist, and I wrote florist foam, and I was like, don't say that. Your friends will laugh you out of the room.
No, florist foam.
No.
And it like breaks off, and that's
so
looks
satisfying.
Incredible, so satisfying. Bouncy balls? Did I say that? Those frosty bouncy balls?
Oh, no, you did.
I was going to pick like bouncy balls out of a quarter machine or like the super pinky balls. Those look good.
Those look great. Oh, and then Barbie shoes. Shout out to any girl that ever tried to eat the shoes of their Barbie because I did. Oh,
also those jelly sandals girls used to have.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Those looked good. Those looked good as hell. Melt those down.
Remember those toys that were like a sticky hand that you would throw and it would stick on stuff. I'd eat one of those.
I'd eat one of those for sure.
I might just eat
one of those.
I ate lip smackers before.
Lipstick looks delicious.
Yeah.
Lipstick does look delicious.
Damn, a lot of stuff we're not supposed to eat.
I'm starving.
I am too. We want to hear yours as well, so make sure you send them in. AllFantasyPod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear your selections. Please hit us up. Special shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Another special shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you for holding us down, where we have watch-alongs, mailbags, the Shislackity, if you want to get together with the rest of the All Fantasy Everything community, and so much more. And by that, we mean a playlist that, Sean, did you put it out yet?
Yeah.
Beautiful. There's a playlist out.
That's good. That's dope.
Where Sean, David, and I pick songs every month. Marissa, did you pick any this month, too?
She did.
And
I did. I picked two Marissa. Songs, I think.
Probably the only two good ones.
Nobody got the order right yet. The first person that does, they're going to get a flask in the mail from me.
Wow. Ooh, there you go.
A flask and a human lung.
Uh-huh.
Someone did message me saying they really liked my pick, so I wonder if someone figured it out.
I don't think, not that I saw. I'm going to check again today, but everyone, I don't want to give it away, but everyone keeps guessing you and Ian transposed one pick. And I'm
really?
Sure figure out what it was.
Well, I picked Oh Canada and a bunch of Bryan Adams songs, so. shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to St. Kelly Jordan chilling out there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Stay in the fuck inside because the governor's a moron. I'm hot now. Now I'm hot.
Hot. Now this this matches the garage vibes.
Yeah,
dude, fuck her.
Now it feels right.
Fuck my mom feels like what that garage is like.
That's how they get you.
Shout out to everyone still working an essential job out there. No matter what you're doing, if you're working at a grocery store, if you're a fucking brain surgeon, you're a hero.
You're a hero.
Thank you so much for holding us down and like, I mean, making the world a safe place so we can sit in our respective houses and do a podcast that hopefully keeps you entertained for a couple hours. Make sure you listen to sports and make sure you watch Always Late with Katie Nolan. Make sure you check out the pictures of Myrtle on Instagram. Such a cute little dog.
She's the best.
Such a cute little doggy. Such a cute little puppy. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to fucking...
Ashley Braband.
Shout out to Ashley Braband. Hell yeah. Mega shout out to Ashley. I mean, who else? Shout out to David.
Shout out to David.
Shout out that iMac back there. Shout out all the shoes. Shout out Kickflips and Nolly Heel Flips and Cakey Thick Flips. I've been out there working in the streets, nephew.
More important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackity!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.